Hi.
Greetings.
Hi. Meredith.
How are you?
Meredith Mears is a mom with two girls in public school in Leon County.
Hi, Gracie.
She is a rescue dog, so she's...
Gracie is the family's dog who leads the way into the Mears' living room, where she pulls out a 5-inch thick binder filled with notes on Common Core, which she opposes.
As a parent, the biggest concerns that I have are the career tracking and the data mining that will be done on the kids. That's kind of more attached to the assessments. And then the rewriting of the privacy laws, the FERPA laws, where any third party has access to their personal information without parental consent.
Florida already collects lots of student data, and it already tracks students. A measure in the 2013 Florida legislature would have essentially codified the Florida Department of Education student tracking, but it died amid opposition from groups opposed to the Common Core. Mears says she supports tougher standards, but she doesn't like the way Florida has gone about putting them in place, nor does she like the role the federal government has played in encouraging states to participate in Common Core.
That whole dangling the carrot in front of them. When the Race to the Top program came out, they had 2 months to apply. They didn't have the standards were even written by then. They weren't even written at that point. So they adopted these things without even knowing what they were going
to
be.
Race to the Top was an initiative by the Obama administration pitting states against one another for millions of federal dollars, encouraging states to adopt higher standards like those in the Common Core. But in a letter to Florida's Education Commissioner, Senate President Don Gates and House Speaker Will Weatherford are asking for Florida to be withdrawn from a key part of the Common Core standards system, the tests tied to it.
What we don't know is the timeliness of PARC results in terms of their use in evaluating teachers. What we don't know is all of the technology requirements. But what we do know about the technology requirements thus far is that there's no school district in the state of Florida that has the technological foundation that PARC says is necessary to even do the tests.
That's Gates, who says the new Common Core-linked tests, called PARC, should be scrapped in favor of something that's been vetted more, like the SAT or the ACT. Florida and about 20 other states have signed on to the PARC tests, which would replace the Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test, or FCAT.
PARC actually doesn't exist yet. That's the whole problem. The data security and systems haven't been fully developed or tested. And from what we know from our own Department of Education is that PARC tests would consume 20 or more days of student instruction. That's more testing than we have now.
Prior to the letter urging Florida to withdraw from the test, the State Board of Education adopted an emergency rule preventing school grades from dropping more than a letter each year. The move was preceded by warnings from local school officials that stagnant reading and math results on this year's FCAT test would lead to more than 150 more schools receiving failing grades. But the decision to prevent the letter grade drops was approved in a narrow vote. Board member Sally Bradshaw calls it an attempt to disguise low performance.
Is it acceptable to tell my high school student or any student that he has an A when he really has a B or a C? I mean, no one on this call would suggest doing that for a child's grade. So I cannot understand, Commissioner, why we would do that for schools.
Common Core and its tests are set to be fully in place by 2015. And in an effort to get there, the state has been steadily increasing the scores needed to demonstrate proficiency on state exams. In the past 3 years alone, there have been several dozen changes to Florida's A through F school grading scale. And board member Kathleen Shanahan, one of the longest serving board members, says she no longer believes the system is accurate.
We've overcomplicated the model, and I don't think it's a statistically relevant model. I believe that with my biochemistry math background. So my concern is I'm not sure the A, B, C, D, Fs are still as relevant with all the stuff that we've added to that matrix.
But Florida Education Commissioner Tony Bennett says none of the recent discussion over school grades or new state exams mean Florida is backing away from Common Core standards. Bennett and other board members were already considering alternatives to the Common Core-aligned PARC exams. States including Oklahoma, Alabama, and Kentucky are going with alternative systems like the ACT or SAT to measure student learning. And Bennett says it's possible Florida could even adopt a hybrid system that would rely on the PARC exams currently in development for lower grade levels and the ACT or SAT for higher grades. Bennett says he wants to see the state essentially freeze the system where it is now.
Is FCAT the assessment for 2013-2014? And the answer to that is yes. That's always been the plan.
We will also be considering and finding ways to field test an assessment, be it PARC, be it whatever other assessment we consider, with full implementation to Common Core assessments in 14-15.
Local school officials see the freeze as a positive step as Florida continues implementing Common Core. But its opponents, including parents like Meredith Mears, give the Common Core in Florida an F. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.